There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free, my shame is undone. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Well, come bless this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart is come free, my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Come on and lift up your hands. Say, your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, your presence, Lord. Can you feel his presence? Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. He only comes where he's welcome. Your presence, Lord. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our sun shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity, we are standing on holy ground. Oh yes, hallelujah. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, for we are saved in his presence on holy ground. We are standing, hallelujah, on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all round. Let us praise Jesus now. Why? Hallelujah. For we are standing in his presence. For we are standing in his presence. For we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. And there are angels all around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, Ms. Rosalyn. Thank you so much. Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful morning. I am so glad to be in the land of the living this morning. And thank you, Minister Simone, for greeting us this morning. We so appreciate you, the newcomer. We thank you so much. And thank you, Ms. Rosalyn, for your praise and worship this morning. Holy, holy. Thank you so much. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, and I'm excited this morning. Let me share a little about our journey this morning on this Master's Call. On October 2010, the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Bacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. I am so glad to be on it. The scripture we start with is Psalms 88:13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my presence comes before you. And my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We also, you can visit the website 24/7, and themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and all our messages has been on this archive on this site, as well as our bios, our awesome speakers. And we ask you to please, anytime, anything that gets heavy and you need a prayer, you need a word, that is the place to be. We also want to freely share our page as you go along your day. Share with somebody. Let someone else see what we are doing here on the Master's Call. So we're excited. The theme for this year of 2022 is God is required immediate obedience, right? Immediate obedience in all that he instructed us to do. Well, immediate obedience will be contagious to experience the restoration and divine protection and creating miracles and strategies and breakthrough. Amen? Amen. So we are so glad for this, our theme for this 2022. If you be led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as greeted as Minister Simone and Songs as Minister Bronson or host as yours truly. You want to share a word. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our President Minister Ben Terrell will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat. We can take your prayer request and praise report in the second half of the call. Amen? Our phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artists Life, great products to help the world become healthy, and I always like to share wealth. And not only that, anyone comes 3 feet of you, please, share that information. Don't be shy. Share with everyone you come in contact with. This morning, the morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful artist product. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617 pound. 294-617 pound. If your service you want to not to be charged, we ask you to use the bypass number that's free. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and we have Executive Kennedy Moe will be the host on that call. And I just want to say, let us say that we are on our 28-day corporate fast. Day is February 1st, and happy Black History Month, the beginning of Black History Month. So we're excited here about that. And let me just read a little bit about that, the 28-day of our corporate fast. Pray for the vision of the manifestor more in our business. And an appointment with us will change your life. And with prayer is a strategy to propose a recruiting new positive people. Pray over your individual goals and dreams. Hakabak 2:2. Decree and declare their success. And the Lord answered to me and said, write a vision and make it plain upon the table that he may run the reading. For the vision is yet for appointment time, but the end is shall speak and not lie. Though in terror, wait for it, because it is surely to come. It will not terror. Behold, his soul which lifteth us up right in him, but the justice shall live by his faith. Job 22:27-28 says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. 28 said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. That is day 28 of our corporate fast. If you are not on the fast, you can certainly join us. We will be glad you did. So we appreciate you, ones that's already on it. So I am so excited. I'm on my 28th day. So if you want to join us, I'm sure Reverend Dr. Nicola Roberts will appreciate you. So it's a good thing. I'm so glad that I'm on it. Well, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to bring our speaker on this morning. I'm just so proud to be a part of this a phenomenal company and working along with one of our speakers. She needs no introduction, but let me just give you, her name is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it, and she's one of our co-founders on the Master's Call. She also, like I said, magical on the motivational call, so she works the board. So we appreciate her leadership and all that she does. So let me just give you a few things about her. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon enrolled in Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1990. Reverend Dr. completed her master's CBA, BA, and industrial engineer. She's a degree from Spelman College. She's an artist and entrepreneur, and I can go on and on about her. But we ask everyone to go to the website, themasterscall.net, and read her extensive bio, because I'm going to get myself out of the way, because right now I'm going to do a small prayer, and after I pray, she will be the next voice you hear. Almighty God, we humble accept the kingdom key and authority that goes with that responsibility. Lord, our eyes must stay on you. We use the kingdom keys, Lord. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for this morning. We can't thank you enough for the victory we're going to win. Lord, we thank you for our speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. Lord, we ask you to strengthen her like never before. We pray for everyone that joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. Lord, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, Honorable Cynthia Cox, for hosting our call today. So love and appreciate you, all that you do. To our dear Minister Simone Alexander there in that Vancouver, Canada town, thank you for greeting the people of God as they came on this morning. And again, wishing you a happy birthday. Trust your day. Yesterday was absolutely awesome. You deserve all the love, and we're so honored you're a part of our team. And then our minister, Rosalind Peters, there in Bowie, Maryland, just got through suffering for Jesus in the Bahamas. So glad she's back home safely. Thank you for worshiping in song this morning, ushering us into the very presence of our Lord and Savior. And a shout out as I see our co-founder, Dr. Nicola Roberts, there in Virginia, on the line this morning, and to our entire Master's Call family, warmest kingdom greetings, as she stated, on this 28th day of our consecration, as we're pressing on, and those directives are so important that we bombard heaven. And happy, blessed Black History Month. Today we begin our Black History Month, so we praise God for his presence, his faithfulness to us as a people, and in the midst of great efforts to suppress history that is going on now, I'm so glad that we have the heart, the mind, and the desire to know, had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? But let me, of course, tell you a little bit about Black history. Most of us know these facts, but it's always good to have a refresher. We parallel so closely with the history in America, especially of the Jews of the Bible. Let us again reflect and celebrate what God has done for African Americans as we look on the genesis of the history of blacks in America. Americans have recognized black history annually since 1926, first as Negro History Week and later as Black History Month. What you might not know is that black history had barely begun to be studied or even documented when the tradition originated. Although blacks had been in America at least as far back as colonial times, it was not until the 20th century that they gained a respectable presence in our history books. See, we owe the celebration of Black History Month and, more importantly, the study of black history to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Let me tell you about this phenomenal man of God. He was born to parents who were former slaves, and he spent his childhood working in the Kentucky coal mines and enrolled in high school at age 20. It's never too late, because he graduated within 2 years and later went on to earn a PhD from the prestigious Harvard University. The scholar was disturbed to find in his studies that history books largely ignored the black American population. And when blacks did figure into the picture, it was generally in ways that reflected the inferior social position they were assigned at the time. Well, Woodson also wanted to act on his ambitions, decided to take on the challenge of writing black Americans into this nation's history. He established the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, now called the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History, in 1915. And a year later, he founded the widely respected Journal of Negro History. And I remember when I was attending Spelman back in the 70s, 75 through 79, they power drilled into us the importance of reading this journal from the eyes, the perspective. And if you never have, I encourage you to Google it and pull it up and read and catch up on the journal, the journey of our Negro history. And in 1929, he launched Negro History Week as an initiative to bring national attention to the contributions of black people throughout American history. Now, some of you all say, why did Woodson choose the second week of February for Negro History Week? Well, because it marks the birthday of two men who greatly influenced the black American population, and that was Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. However, February has much more than Douglass and Lincoln to show for its significance in black history. Because many laugh and say, well, now why would he choose the shortest month of the year? Well, and that's because of these historic figures. See, for example, February 23rd in 1868, W.E.B. Du Bois, in the important civil rights leader and co-founder of the NAACP, was born. On February 3rd in 1870, the 15th Amendment was passed, which granted blacks the right to vote. Wow, look at all these years later what you're doing to try to come against our right to vote. February 25th, 1870, the first black U.S. Senator, Hiram R. Revels, from 1822 through 1901, during that Reconstruction period, took his oath of office. February 12th, 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which we call the NAACP, was founded by a group of concerned black and white citizens, predominantly Jews, in New York City. February 1st, today, in what would become in 1960 a civil rights movement milestone, a group of black Greensboro, North Carolina college students began a sit-in at a segregated Woolworths lunch counter. And those were the days when Jesse Jackson's name became known to many of us. February 21st, 1965, Malcolm X, the militant leader who promoted black nationalism, was shot to death by three Muslims. February 21st, 1965. So just like Dr. Carter G. Woodson and so many of our matriarchs and patriarchs who paved the way with our American African history, it's our turn. The baton has been passed, and we have to decide to never forget how we got over, and more importantly, who paved the way that allowed us to cross over to the other side, who showed us how our God can make a way out of no way. See, here in the United States, in Black History Month in 1970, the Black United Students' first Black Cultural Center, Kumba House, where many events of the first Black History Month celebration took place. See, Black History Month was first proposed by Black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in the state of Washington in February 1969. The first celebration of Black History Month took place at Kent State 1 year later from January 2nd to February 28, 1970. And this is the college students part here. 6 years later, Black History Month was being celebrated all across the country in educational institutions, centers of black culture and community centers, both great and small. And when President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month during the celebration of the United States Bicentennial, he urged Americans to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. In the black community, Black History Month was met with enthusiastic response and prompted the creation of black history clubs, an increase in interest among teachers, and interest from progressive whites. On February 21st, 2016, 106-year Washington, D.C. resident and school volunteer Virginia McLaurin visited the White House as part of Black History Month, and when asked by the president why she was there, McLaurin said, "A black president, Barack Obama, a black wife, Michelle Obama, and I'm here to celebrate black history. That's what I'm here for." And we celebrate today also on this February 1st, a little history, with today is Langston Hughes' birthday. If you know any kind of history, you've definitely heard of Langston Hughes. His name was James Mercer Langston Hughes, or just Langston Hughes, was an American writer, poet, and social activist, born on February 1st, 1902, in Joplin, Missouri, and most popularly recognized and appreciated for his work in literary art, form of jazz poetry, and the Harlem Renaissance. And in the 1920s, Hughes worked in the poetic and writing business for close to 40 years. The Renaissance particularly revolved around the emergence of African-American culture in literature and in the liberal arts, something that Hughes devoted his life's work to. Like the broader themes of communism and Afro-American rights, Hughes was also particularly keen on highlighting the various prejudices in the socioeconomic efforts settings on society on the basis of skin color. And at the same time, he spoke for the troubles suffered by the black working middle class. He had many works that were recognized for the tremendous amount of contributions under his name. Hughes was awarded several high status recognitions in the poetic and literary world. Some examples of these awards include the Rosenwald Fund Grant In 1941, the Addisfield Wolf Book Award. In 1954, and the Langston Hughes Medal. In 1973, he did pass away on May 22nd in 1967 in New York City due to a lost battle against prostate cancer. Wanted to celebrate and remind you, and definitely invite you to check my Facebook page every day. I'll be celebrating the different accomplishments and inventions of our people, and to remind us that in spite of all the hell and havoc that our forefathers, our patriarchs and matriarchs went through, they didn't just survive, they thrived. Now the baton's been passed on to us, and it's up to us to make sure that we do our part, that we are overcoming, that we are letting our light so shine, so that others can see the greatness and the goodness of God in us. So this morning, in my last few minutes, I want to talk about a topic that I've talked about before. Some of us have started, and we're on our 28th day. Some of us have not started at all, been watching from the sidelines. But I'm challenging you, whatever your dream is, whatever your vision is, whatever your hope and desire is, don't let the start stop you. This morning, as we begin this month of celebration, of commemoration, of remembering those who've gone before us, they made a decision in the midst of the horrific times they were living in to get started towards making sure we are benefiting from the freedoms we enjoy. The hardest step of any journey is the first step. For many of us, we have experienced such an intense battle, first in our minds and with this pandemic and our bodies, and it's become so hard just to get started. We want the victory, and we even loudly quote our positive affirmations and confessions. We can even picture the success, and we understand that we have to first believe it to achieve it. We want all the benefits of becoming an overcomer, but we instinctively dread the process of overcoming or even starting the process of overcoming. The job description of the devil has never changed, and we must never forget he has had a very bad attitude adjustment against you and I ever since he was kicked out of the garden. John 10:10, that's in the red, y'all. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So you ask, Pastor Vanessa, just how do you know that I just letting the start stop me all the time? Well, the word says in 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. This morning, make a decision. Decree and declare to the earth and to the heavens, I won't let the start stop me. See, we must believe and speak victory over four main stoppers of the start. First, we must decree victory over the spirit of fear, feeling overwhelmed. Secondly, and this is one that's my struggle, procrastination, laziness, putting it off till I'll get it into it in an hour. Oh, let me move that over till the next day. Thirdly, witchcraft, spiritual warfare against curses. And thirdly, against that spirit of delay, denial of our destiny. Often we let the spirit of fear and a spirit of feeling overwhelmed consume us to a place of being demonically arrested. We literally become the frozen chosen to any action of progress. But the word of God says in 2 Timothy 1:7, our God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Remember, faith is the overcomer of fear. Secondly, some of us battle with procrastination and have symptoms of paralysis of analysis. We spend so much time planning to get ready to get started that we never get started. while others just plain are lazy and waiting for others to do the work while they can come in and reap the benefit. But the Bible says in that Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 13:4, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. The third stopper of the start can be witchcraft. Some of us are being held captive by some heavy-duty spiritual warfare. The enemy does not want us to become financially free, emotionally free, physically free. First, stop being a spiritual streaker. Put on your armor of God every day. And finally, the stopper of the start is the spirit of delays, setbacks, hiccups from hell. We have to remember that every victory requires a process. It may have some delays. It may have some setbacks, some circling in what feels like a holding pattern. But victory will come if we just don't quit. In the midst of the journey, yes, we may lose some battles, but we will not lose the war. Delay is not denial in the sight of God. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Don't be afraid. Let's repeat that out again, decreeing and declaring to the heavens that we've made up our mind this morning. We've decided in our heart. We've settled it in our spirits. I will start and finish. Don't let the start stop you. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that amazing word. Don't let the start stop you. And so we all going to join on this fast right about now. And I'm so glad I'm on it. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you for a few minutes. We'll come back with a benediction after a few announcements. I'm excited this morning. Let us pray and pray over our prayer with Chris. Almighty God, we thank you for open our minds to see all that you are blessing us with this morning. Lord, help us to, Lord, to walk in your commandment, Lord. We thank you for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for sharing the Black History Update, Lord. We thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough, Lord. She said, don't let the stop you. Oh, come on and get on this fast with us this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you that you, God bless you over and over again, that you will have enough room to take on God, what God's going to bring to you. Lord, we honor our two amazing co-founders right now, Lord, Reverend Dr. Nicola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for keeping an eye on the sparrow. Hello, somebody. Once we want to thank you this morning for all of you joining us this morning. We lifted the Diaz de Leon family for sharing honest life with us, Lord. We also pray for that staff, Lord. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, Lord, and anyone that's incarcerated this morning, Lord. We pray that give them the strength to move forward. Think about you, Lord. Let them put their minds on you today. We pray for the bereaving family. We lift them up this morning. You know them family by family, name by name. Comfort them, strengthen them, move them forward, Lord. Lord, help us to keep our minds and heart and thankfulness and praise you all day long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I just said to you, everyone, well, I'm going to share this playback number, this powerful message. You go and share it with somebody today. Somebody want to hear this. 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. And as we share with you, they are doing the Cancun trip. Please join them on that. Also, the morning motivation calls right after this call, and that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND, 617-POUND. I want to thank you, Minister Ross, for your praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Simone, for greeting us this morning, and happy birthday to you. And more importantly, we just want to thank our Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon again for that powerful message this morning. Would you close us out in a benediction, please?
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word and your will being done in our lives, that we will have the immediate obedience to do what you've required of us, and we won't let the idea of getting started stop us from starting the journey toward that road called perfection and maturity in you. Now, I thank you that this word will stir up in their hearts, and they'll be reminded of the history of those, the sacrifices of those that have come before us. Had it not been for the hand of God on us as a people and us as individual believers, so touch each and every believer as they leave this call, but never leave your presence. Stir up the gifts of God inside of us and remind us there's a greater work for each and every one of us to do, and that everything we need is in the house, the Holy Spirit with the paraclete there inside to help us. So we go out full of faith, fortified and focused to know that we shall not let the start stop us. We're on our way, God, knowing that you're walking with us and going before us. And every step of the way, we'll give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and we'll praise you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.